despite, you know, a couple more losses. So a good showing for Northwest Missouri State football-wise, and now it cranks up even more, going up north, taking on Grand Valley State, number one team in the country. They have just got a potent defense. Talking to Todd Sturdy, Northwest offensive coordinator, it's similar to the front seven the Bearcats field on defense, to where it's one of the best that Northwest will see all year. So a tall task ahead, but that's what you expect out of the playoffs, and you know this team will be ready.
You know, a case could be made that the Northwest offense may have played their best game of the year against Wichita this past Saturday. Now we'll have to see how they're going to be tested against a much better defense this time around, as you mentioned, in Grand Valley State. But Mike Quincy, he had a great game. A quarterback, his passes were right on the money. The receivers came up with some big catches and a pretty good running attack that they had against Wichita as well. So hopefully they can build off of that, and I think it's going to be a much more difficult task this time around than what they saw with Wichita. But you have to feel that the offense is kind of coming together at the right time here.
Oh, for sure. And to see Mike be on like that and the balanced attack with the running game, which has been tremendous the last 4 or 5 weeks anyway, so that's very encouraging. But also, too, you know, Sean Griffin and Cole Hembro able to go off in that football game, and Mike being so dialed in, feels like maybe this is as healthy as that offense has been in quite some time, too, which is a huge factor. So if you've got Kashawn with the burners out there and Cole with a really steady set of hands standing close with that big target, that's huge, especially when you get Jamar Moy going downhill and Jay Harris and Robert Rye and all these other running backs, a whole stable there. You know, give them an inch, they'll take a mile. You're hoping to see that going up in Allendale, Michigan this weekend.
And they go up against a pretty good offense as well out of Grand Valley State. And this Bearcat defense has been there all season long and coming off a great effort, shutting down a running back that was in the top 10 in, I think, every rushing category nationally, and C.J. Cole, and he just didn't have anywhere to go.
No, he didn't, and that's one thing that we love seeing over the years, too, is all these different running attacks, these exotic things, these All-American tailbacks coming in, and Northwest just finding a way to shut them down game in, game out. And, you know, it goes all the way back to Danny Woodhead there in the early 2000s to now through Cole over the last weekend. So the Northwest defense always does a terrific job being ready. Coach Wright has that group ready to go, locked in every time. And so, yeah, this will be a little bit more of a balanced attack, but they do have weapons all over the field. They're capable of putting up a lot of points. They have been held in check a couple times throughout the season. And, you know, if Northwest can come out, force a couple turnovers, keep that offense on the field, keep the GVSU offense off the field, of course, that'll be a big role in this one, too, as both teams, the time of possession, the highest in their respective conferences. GLIAC there for the Grand Valley and the MIAA with Northwest. Both offenses are top-notch when it comes to holding onto the football, giving the defense a chance to rest.
And that game will kick off at noon. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day from Allendale, Michigan this upcoming Saturday. Cross country gets to continue on the women's side after a strong showing in their central region.
Yeah, the Bearcat women finished up 7th of 35 teams in the NCAA Central Region Championships, and as of Monday, they were selected to go up to compete in the National Championships, will be held in Washington coming up on December 2nd. So, great showing there for Northwest Cross Country. And, of course, you know, Caroline Cunningham's been terrific all year. She finished 3rd in the region. She set a new 6K record for Northwest Missouri State there, running it in 20 minutes, 19.51 seconds. Amber Owens was top 10. She was 9th, not too far behind Caroline. Kaylee Harp was 44. First, we'll have them joining us here in a little bit on the show, but it's been a terrific season for Northwest Cross Country. Now the chance to get back to the national meet for the first time since the mid-90s.
Yeah, that's a fun a note there. So they've just had a heck of a season there, and then the volleyball wrapping up a good season.
Yeah, not the way that volleyball obviously wanted to go and bowing out in the first round to St. Cloud State, but they kind of ran into a buzzsaw with the way St. Cloud had been playing going into that point, and the Bearcats a little bit beat up with some injuries, but still, they were terrific all year, 24-7, MIAA regular season champs. You know, they've got all kinds of honors already, and you know, All-American honors are still to come too, so this is one that Coach Worth probably leaves a sour taste in her mouth the way that one ended, but as time goes, I think they'll look back and really realize that they made some big gains once again, and this is still a very young team going into next season.
And basketball, their season underway, and some good matchups this past weekend or so. That Northwest men with a big win over Truman State, and the women went out to Hayes and played very well in a classic out there.
Yeah, the Bearcat women 3-1 now on the season, getting set to come back home on Sunday to take on Peru State. So this is a fun squad. If you haven't seen them just yet, only one exhibition at home thus far. That was against Doan. I encourage you to go out and check out the Bearcats coming up on Sunday. That'll be a lot of fun as Northwest a chance to pick up another win coming out of Thanksgiving break before heading into the MIAA conference slate. And then on the men's side, you're right, former MIAA foe in, and they played really well.
No doubt about that, defeating Truman State in that matchup on Sunday afternoon there at Bearcat Arena. And we've got a lot of to talk about with that and much more coming up, and we'll talk volleyball up next as the Bearcat Coaches Show continues right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch here on KXCV KRNW for the Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, being joined by head coach Amy Worth. Coach Worth, coming off a 24-win season, punching that ticket getting into the NCAA tournament, went up against a really good St. Cloud State team and just kind of ran into a squad that had reeled off 9 in a row, playing at a high level, and they worked their way into the region championship. But just a tough matchup there in round one.
Yeah, there were some definite mismatches when it came to us versus them, and my biggest, you know, regret of the whole thing is I wish we would have played at our highest level, and that we haven't done that yet. We were up 2-0 on Nebraska Kearney and lost last year. I just didn't feel like we played our best then. And so the conundrum for me is how we get our team to play the best at the end of the season. And we showed some of that with the regular season, playing our best because we won, you know, out at home and won the regular season title. But it's almost like we plateaued there and need to find a way to play better when we get to regionals. And hats off to St. Cloud. They're a really good team. They have two left sides. You know, when you have two really good left sides, you can get them out of system all you want, but they can still set their outside versus if they had a huge go-to in the middle, then they would be limited because they have to stay in system. So hats off to them. They played well. They knew our defense and what we were doing and found ways to score points, you know, regardless of what we were doing on our side. So hats off to them for doing what they did, but just wish we had played a little bit better.
Whenever you look at that too, and a little bit uncharacteristic with some of the amount of tack errors and just the hitting percentage being a little bit lower, is that attributed to St. Cloud State a little bit, or just Northwest just not quite playing up to what we saw mid-MIAA year?
I think it probably has to do with some of the mismatches that St. Cloud was throwing our way. They had a 6-2 middle, so she was a big presence at the net. You know, their right sides, normally what you see with the Northern Sun is they're bigger, they're taller. And so they had 6-2s across the board. They had a 6-2 left side, and then they had a 5-8 left side, 5-9 left side, but she jumped out of the gym. So I think it would have to do more with them than it had to do with us when it came to how many, you know, attackers that we had. But they found ways to get kills, and I think that also disrupted what we were doing. So if we're not playing well on defense, I think it's going to bleed into your offensive side, and I think you saw that a little bit.
Whenever you think about it, it was 2010 was the first NCAA tournament appearance. Then all of a sudden you go until 2021, the Bearcats get back in, and you go back-to-back. Is that something that sets in a little bit, too, of what's been accomplished with that, the MIAA regular season title, all the MIAA accolades and everything to go with it?
Yeah, I think it sets in. I think we came, like you said, across a good team that we're had some mismatches. This one isn't as bad of a taste on my mouth as last year when we were up 2-0 and just needed to finish against Nebraska Kearney. This year, those mismatches, I think, were tough for us to overcome. And, you know, it is hurt. It did hurt us that we didn't have Avery, you know, one of our starting middles. Although I thought Kate Frakes as a freshman did a great job stepping in, and I think she ended up with 7 kills, which I think is big for speaks volumes for her for a freshman to come in and do what she did. But I just think they were the better team that day. And like my biggest, like that biggest regret is I just wish we would have played better so we could have given them something else competitive wise to show a little bit more than what we did.
Whenever we look at it for all sports, really, and it feels like the central region, regardless of what sport is stacked across the board, you kind of look at it and wish there was a way to break up the regionalism and maybe spread this out the way it should to where you're facing a St. Cloud in the Elite Eight as opposed to the first round?
Sure. I don't have the answers for that. I at least chatted today with the head track and field coach, and they talked about a matrix that they have and how they go through that for cross country. And I think that matrix needs to be thought about when it comes to other sports as well. And I don't know if you can, but yes, getting in, you know, they re-rank the teams that wins the region, the Elite Eight, they re-rank them. Concordia St. Paul's came out of our region and they're ranked number one. I think that speaks volume for our region. I think you know, Concordia St. Paul's won 9 or 10 national titles, and so obviously that goes with that.
Yeah, but they went as a 2 seed, right?
Yeah, they went in as a 2 seed.
From the central region. Top seeded once they get to the Elite Eight.
Top seed when they get to Elite Eight. So I think that speaks volumes for our region and what people think of our region. And we always say when you come out of our region, you really are like in line to win a national title because the toughest, you know, portion of your conference or regionalization region that you just played in was basically the national title games that you were playing in there and the Elite Eight games and the Sweet 16. Like all those things are more important almost than once you get to the Elite Eight and there's 8 teams left, because that's when you add the national scene to it. And some of those regions just aren't as strong. And so how can they make it more of a national scene where you get truly the national championship? I know we can't do it when it comes to the money side to fly people all over the country, but there's got to be a way that we could do something to spread out more some of those top regions that are happening. How can we spread them out a little bit more to get more of a true national champion?
Yeah, kind of beat yourself up within this region, then you kind of get out like, oh, all right.
There's something on the other side.
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah. When you think about this Northwest volleyball team and really across the board, relatively young for the most part. You've got a lot of talent that'll be coming back in. Do you flip a switch? How do you kind of come back around and say, all right, we have to start this process over and be more motivated now to break down that barrier?
Yeah. We did some end of the season, evals today, just trying to get ready for next week. And one of the questions I asked is what's next? And I know what's next, but it has to be led now from a leadership standpoint within our team. And we place a high emphasis on peer leadership. And, I give the GPS coordinates and they put the foot on the gas. And so that being said, when you put your foot on the gas, you still have to have a place to go and a direction to go. Even though I'm giving the directions, it means a lot more when it comes from those peers. And so that's going to be our next challenge. You know, we had Hallie and Alyssa being great captains for us, and they're really, they're gone now. And so who's going to be that next layer of leadership that's going to lead us past this first round? You know, I don't like being a one-trick pony, as people could say that we are, because we've been twice and lost both times. And so how we get over that hump, it has to do with me, but it has to do with our players, too, being able to buy into something and understanding where we've come from and what we've done. But I always say standing on the shoulders of giants. You know, we've got Maddie Bruges, we've got Hallie Sidney's, Alyssa Rezach, and we've got them. We know what they've done and we can see what they've done, but we've got to use them to propel us to our next level. And so that's our next challenge here within our leadership, is to figure that out. So it's a good challenge to have.
You're highly competitive. You put so much time and effort into it. Do you and Jackie get a chance to kind of step back and take a breath now a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, we'll go home early. We'll go home early now and then from the office. We always can find things to do, but it's a little slower now that we don't have anything and the championship still hasn't gone on yet. You know, we we have a lot of limited things without players on campus. But we'll get after it next week with about 5 meetings a day. So that'll keep us busy with the end of season videos and meetings. And then end of season, our banquet will happen in January. So we still have some things, and then recruiting is always something that we got to work on. But yes, we will take some time to step back a little bit and be able to, I think, take the season in and understand the great things we did.
24-win year, MIAA regular season champs, another berth in the NCAA tournament. Coach, looking forward to doing it again next year.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Northwest head coach Amy Wirth and your MIAA coach of the year joining us. We'll take a break and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on products and service at 660-446-3376.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to Pizza Ranch on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're joined now by a player off the Northwest men's basketball team, Wes Streamer. Is Wes coming off a big 23-point performance and has returned to the lineup on Sunday with that win over Truman State. And Wes, talk to you a little bit after the game, but it's always good to talk with you here.
Yeah, it's always nice seeing you here.
And boy, what a, no doubt about that, too. Boy, what a way to come back after that injury you suffered in that first game of the season against West Texas A&M, and just came out and looked like you were in midseason form on Sunday.
Yeah, it was just preparation ever since I went out that following week, and practice just got me ready to go. Mac knows how to take it slow, and then when it's time to get going. So, and the training staff was great too, getting me back.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think we're blessed with at Northwest Missouri State, is just the athletic trainers and the job they do taking care of you guys, first of all, just to once the injury first happens, but then the rehab work afterwards. I don't think there's any better staff around than what those guys do.
No, I don't think so. And then they're just able to get me in super early in the morning when I need to, and then two or three times throughout the whole week. And Joe Q with the weightlifting, keep my heart rate up and going. So that's also helpful, too.
No doubt about that. What were the main things you had to go through to rehab to get back as quickly as you did?
Just a lot of strength in that left leg, and a lot of mobility stuff. I knew it would be painful, and it still is, but it's just getting all my movements and full strength back.
Yeah, and you came out first half in particular on Sunday, I think, what, 17 and 23 points there in the first half, and it just seemed like offense was just really clicking from the outside of that game. I know after the game, Coach McCollum also talked about that was kind of the emphasis going in, was to get out to a quick start, and you guys were able to do that. What were some of the main keys to getting that offense flowing the way it did?
Just getting a lot of paint touches and driving to the basket. Our guards are just so good at drawing defenders in, getting help, and then finding the shooters like what we have on our team.
Yeah, it really doesn't seem like you guys have missed a beat. Again, Trevor Hudgens, a pretty good player that came out of the program last year, yeah. And is now in with the Houston Rockets organization. But it looks like you've got a number of guys that are stepping up. Of course, each one has a little bit of a different skill set, but you're able to find and put all the players in a position where they can be successful.
Yeah, we knew, well, obviously losing Trevor is going to be a big deal coming into this season, but that's something we had to figure out in the first month, 2 months of practice. We knew we'd be a completely different team, and I think it's good that we're figuring it out early, and I think we're getting a good identity for the whole team.
What's the biggest difference with the way this team is composed this year as opposed to maybe the last couple of years for you?
Everyone just needs to work together, because when times got a little hard, we'd have Trevor do something. Luckily, he was able to do it, but now we just need to all rely on each other, and it's just a completely different game than what it's always been.
And that's the beauty of basketball. I think even the last couple of years with Trevor, each season there was just a little bit of a different makeup, just because of the way the team comes together. But you guys find a way to really gel as the season goes along.
Yeah, it's the beauty of having the guys that we have and the coach that we have too. He knows how to do it. He knows all of our skill sets and how to put them all together, so it's just a work of art.
Yeah, the thing that always struck me through the years, too, is he doesn't ask you guys to do anything outside of what you're capable of doing. He realizes the strengths that you have and kind of plays to each of the players' strengths there.
Yeah, that's what he tells us every year. He says, don't do anything that you're not going to do. He knows how to put us all together. And all the guys just need to do what they're good at and not try to do anything special.
And how much fun is it, though, to look out on the floor and still see Diego out there with you?
It's great, yeah. he knows how to find me on the court, so it's always great having him.
You kind of have to be looking for the basketball about any time there, too, because it seems like those no-look passes and things, he can find you, and you need to be on your toes there.
Yeah, I told him I'm going to stop even throwing my hands up when I'm open, because I know he'll find me.
As far as your development in the Bearcat program, again, just off the start, you've been a key part of this team. But as your skill set has evolved, how would you say you've improved through the years here at Northwest?
Just getting stronger is the biggest thing, and keeping some pounds on me, too. That's always been a struggle. And luckily we got Joe Q, who's really good at that stuff, and the off-season work is just always good. I like staying in Maryville throughout the summers and finding a job and being able to get into Bearcat Arena and work out with some people, so that helps as well.
You talk about the strength. I think that really showed last year in that national championship game against Augusta. You were up against some guys that had some size and a little strength there as well, but you didn't back down against those guys.
Yeah, no, that was a completely different ball game, but yeah, it's really helped me out.
Do you enjoy the physical aspect of the game and against some guys that have a little bit of size in there that you go up against?
Yeah, I think it's fun. Yeah, so I've never been the biggest or the strongest guy, and I think it's always a challenge when there is someone bigger than me, and that just gives me a little more edge.
Well, I guess another aspect of that, it makes a little bit of a tough matchup for them as well, because you can step out and do some things maybe on the perimeter that they're not used to going out and have to guard.
Right, and I'm lucky that I have that skill set and that our offense kind of runs through that. So,
yeah, and boy, that open up was knocking down some threes last week too. How much fun is it when you see that first one or two go down and you kind of get that feeling that you're in the zone for the game?
That's always a big key, getting that first one to go. And the second one, then it kind of just goes from there.
Yeah. And it seems like that opens up for the floor for a lot of other guys much. You get a couple to go down to where they have to pay maybe a little bit more attention to you, and then all of a sudden you got a couple other guys that can step up and knock some shots down.
Yeah, that's why our team is just so special. Everyone can shoot, so once one person hits, they can keep guarding them, but then we got four other guys who can step out and make the three.
And well, let's talk about a newcomer coming to the program, and it seems like you guys have really welcomed Ben Sturts into this program, and he stepped right in, and for a true freshman, has really stepped up and played well for you guys.
Yeah, we kind of expected him to maybe get some time even before he was here, and then just his work that he's put in since all the freshmen have got here is just... He just understands the role that he was going to maybe have to step into, and he's just so composed, and there's never really, I don't know, he doesn't make too many mistakes. Besides that one pass the other night, I was really mad at him about that.
Yeah, he came in, what, 16-1, and I think turned over to assist ratio there, leading the nation going into that game. Now, that's just kind of something unreal for a freshman in the first couple weeks of his career.
Yeah, he's just so composed and knows, he just understands the game, which... And understands how we're going to play and how Coach Mack wants us to play, which is helpful.
You know, and that's something, too, I think goes to what Coach McCollum does as far as recruiting people into the program. Not only you guys have obviously some great athletic ability, but it's the mental aspect of the game and the things that it seems like all of you really understand how the game is played.
Yeah, that's partly our preseason is how we get strong mentally. He's does not make it easy on us, and that's he tells us every day that it's going to work out, and it's worked out.
Yeah. And now this week with Thanksgiving break and no classes, I imagine it's kind of a little bit of a break for you guys too. Still going through some workouts, but where you don't have quite the day to day grind that you have during maybe a typical week.
Right. Yeah. He's we're still going every day this week. We get a little bit of break for the day on Thursday, but yeah, he knows that we're all able to do it and we're all committed to it. So, and it, yeah, it's. It's I like staying around. I mean, I'll go home and say hi to my family, but yeah.
Well, yeah, and yeah, an opportunity, as you say, you're around here in the summertime and over here break time as well. You kind of make Maryville your home here while you're here, don't you?
Yeah, I've made plenty of friends within the past 4 years, and I'm lucky to have the community that we have, all the helping hands and open arms that I can. If I ever need a meal or something, someone can cook me up something. And Michelle's a great chef, too.
Oh, that sounds good. Sounds good. And just from off the court, I know you guys spend a lot of time with practice and schoolwork and everything. But what do you like to do to maybe sit back and relax a little bit when you get a chance?
I just like staying at home and watching some TV and stuff. But if it's nice out, I'll go play a round of golf, do some fishing, but... Other than that, I don't really do too much. Yeah.
All right. Well, again, Wes, certainly appreciate you coming by for the show here today, and it's been fun watching you up to this point in your career, and I know it's going to be a fun year this year as well.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. Again, Wes Dreamer with us here on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll be back and have more for you from Pizza Ranch right after this. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Bearcat women's basketball now with head coach Austin Myers. The Bearcats getting set to take on Peru State on Sunday, coming off a 1-1 weekend with wins over Colorado Mesa, a loss to 15th-ranked Minnesota State. Coach Meyer, good to have you on. Coming off a strong weekend, a strong start to the season overall. Your vantage point, a 17-12 year last year, you want to take another step forward. It feels like, and we're very early, but through four games, we're seeing that especially offensively.
Yeah, I think early we've shown that we're improved offensively. You know, we still got a ways to go, but other than the Minnesota State game, which was 40 minutes of full court press, was more of a fundamental test your fundamentals, meeting passes, being strong with it. We really can't in a game like that. You really can't run anything because they don't allow you to get into sets with the way they pressure and just the way they play. So, I think offensively we've gone against pretty much all man, a little bit of zone in those first three games. So I think we're improved, and, we still have a lot of areas to grow.
In that Minnesota State game, it's a two-point game with a minute left in the third quarter. You're leading at halftime, and, of course, they're a really good team. They had a good fourth quarter. That happens. But, I mean, overall, you have to be pretty pleased with the test there, especially the neutral site playing in Hayes.
Yeah, it was a great test. A team that, was right in there to the buzzer last year at Hayes to go to the Sweet 16. They beat Hayes the night before we played them on Hayes' home floor. So it was a really good test for us. We played really well defensively the first half. And then we didn't play very good late in that third and the fourth quarter when they made that run, because for the game, we just weren't very good offensively. In part of that was their pressure. They speed you up. and maybe we took some quicker shots, but it wasn't like we were in the game with a team like that playing really well offensively. So that's what we told our team. You know, if we just stayed on the gas defensively, even though we weren't playing well offensively, you know, you look up there with, you know, 5 minutes to go in the game instead of 15-17, you may be down, you know, 7 or 8, still, you know, in the game. But yeah, we got some work to do. We just kind of ran out of gas there in that fourth quarter, and but it was a great game for us moving forward. We won't see anything like that in our league from just a constant full court press throughout the. I mean, even you know the last 30 seconds when they're up 20, they're still you know denying full. You know, so it was a different style, but I think it's one that is only going to help us moving forward.
You've got a young team across the board, and a lot of players coming in here that can contribute. But you're also one of probably a few coaches that are as up front you are with the rotations. And say, hey, this is what it looks like. You can play your way in, play your way out. For the young players, how do they adapt to that? And the older players have been around for a while. I assume they're probably kind of used to how this works.
Yeah, I think we've done a good job. I mean, it's a hard thing. You're going to deal with it every year in coaching just because – I mean, we talked about it before. If you're going to be a good team, you got to have depth, and you got to have a lot of kids that can play. And we got 15 kids on our roster that are all really good players. And I think early on we've kind of had our rotation at 8, 9, and I think kids are buying into where they're at and playing their roles. Everybody's role is different, but everybody's role is important. So and then competition. You know, we struggled a little bit in practice today. I felt like we had a few that were already on Thanksgiving break before we left, but. Towards the end of practice, we scrimmaged and we split the teams pretty even and they competed and got after it. And that's what we want. We want, kids competing and going against each other in practice and playing for spots, but also understanding, it's a team. And so when we get out there and we're playing somebody else, it's all about, what can I do in my role?
Now, these decisions probably get harder as we go on because then you have Emma Atwood get back in there, Peyton Rao too, and that just adds a little bit more infusion of not only the leadership, but players that have been around the MIAA and can step up and play at that level.
Yeah, I mean, Emma's one of those that, she was starting for us her second year here after her redshirt year. So, you take the injuries out, she's one of our best players. And so it's really nice that we've had her the last couple days, full go practice. She's going to get to play. On Sunday, and so now she's full go moving forward. So yeah, it changes the rotation a little bit. I mean, she knows she's still got to come compete and beat people out, but just her ability, just the way she works, her attitude, her leadership qualities. Defensively, she's one of our best defenders. She's a great cutter. She's been shooting the ball really well in practice, and that was one area that she needed to improve on that she spent a lot of time on. So yeah, we're really excited about getting her back and playing on the floor.
Couple days to relax a little bit and rest. Peru State on Sunday. The conference season starts, a week from Thanksgiving, coming up against Missouri Southern and Joplin. First chance for a lot of folks, if they missed that game against Doan, to come out and see Northwest women's basketball. Probably worth coming out and seeing how this team has continued to change and evolve to another year.
Yeah, we got a really good group. They're really good kids. They're fun to be around. They come to work every day. They have great attitudes and yeah, I think we continue to get better. Like you said, we're still young. I mean, we're playing pretty much all freshmen and sophomores, and then Jaina being a junior. So hopefully this is a team that just can keep growing, keep getting better every day, and make a good run.
So 1 o'clock tip on Sunday against Peru State, Northwest Missouri State, with a non-conference there, wrapping up that portion of the schedule before getting into the MIAA next week. Coach Meyer, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thank you.
It's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach, joining us. We'll take a timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
We're back at Pizza Ranch for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, talking Northwest Missouri State Cross Country as we are joined by a trio of runners, Caroline Cunningham, Kaylee Harp, and Amber Owens from the women's team as they have punched their ticket into the national championship meet coming up on December 2nd. First of all, congratulations, everybody. That's quite the accomplishment. First time since the mid-90s, Northwest Missouri State making it into the national championships. Caroline, starting with you, how huge is this? Obviously, you want to come out and run well individually and try to win that region meet last weekend on your own, but it's also pretty big to take this entire group and have everyone there with you running.
Yeah, for sure. So heading into regionals, you know, the best chance to give the team is to run the best individually, so that was my goal, and I left the meet knowing that I had qualified individually, so I was excited about that, but anxious for my teammates, especially Amber, who had a great shot of going individually. As a team, we were kind of like, oh, we got seventh, we're probably not going. And the next day, I was like, it would be so cool if we qualified as a team. And to have the news come out Monday night that we had qualified as a team and that in my final year, in my final cross race, I'm going to get to toe the line with the ladies I train with every day is so exciting and so special. There's really not words to describe it.
I mean, to be able to go in and regardless, you're amped up whenever you step up to start that meet, but to have everybody else around you, a little more confidence, a little more comfort going into that. Now, this might be, I don't know if anybody knows this because I kind of asked Colin McDonough trying to see if he knew too. How does that work out when the selection process comes down of whenever they're deciding who punches their ticket and who's going to be left at home for that national championship?
So they go through, there's a point system that they have, teams that you've beat that year that you haven't lost to that year. We beat Rogers State at regionals, and they had beat a lot of the teams in the Midwest region. So according to their point system, then we could beat all the teams in the Midwest season. So that's kind of dumbed down way of how they do it. And they also look at how close we were to the teams ahead of us, and we were only 9 points out of fourth, and we were only 1 point behind our sixth, behind the sixth place team. So kind of all those factors taken in, and it worked out in our favor this year.
Well, Northwest finished that Central Region Championship meet 7th out of 35 teams, a tremendous showing overall. Amber, the historical significance of being, you know, almost 30 years since Northwest has been in this situation of going to a national championship meet like this. I mean, does that kind of hit you guys a little bit too of how significant this actually is to be able to go?
Yes, because I feel like sometimes, like within the cross country team, like we know as a team we're really good, but I don't think we realize like we were actually that capable of being able to go as a team. And it's really nice because it's mine and Caroline's last year. And like Caroline went to nationals outdoor last year, but I've never been to nationals. So it's really nice to know that like for the festival year and our final year, like all the bids and everything, they all worked out in like our favor. And it's nice to know that like we did get to go as a team and like our whole team will get to go.
Kaylee, with a couple seniors flanked to your left and your right here, and you come in as a sophomore from Harrisonville, you're running for yourself, and you want to go out there and individually do well, but are you kind of thinking about them in the back of your mind, too, of having this opportunity to get here?
Of course. So Amber actually came in with me my freshman year because I'm a junior academically, but on the like track and cross course, I'm a sophomore. And we had like Caroline to look up to because she was like the upperclassman of the time. And having them both come back for their fifth year was really nice because it's like their training partners, the people to look up to, and everything else, and they're always there for you. And I'm coming off injury too. So it's like I went from training with Amber and looking at Caroline to falling back a little bit and playing catch up. But like they've always been there. It's wonderful.
whenever you think about, too, the chance to keep this going a little bit longer, and whenever you're training with people, whether it's, you know, you're running or you're lifting or whatever you might be doing, you kind of grow close bonds because you're kind of in portions of being very vulnerable at those moments. Do you feel like that kind of grows it even more to where you're going to go off and you're going to spend Monday through probably Saturday of next week all together up in Seattle or around the Washington area? Amber, is that something you just kind of look forward to even more because you have so many blood, sweat, and tears with these ladies around you?
Yeah, and what's really nice is a lot of us have been together for the last 3 years because the team only, like, we really got quite a few freshmen this year, but the team's really stayed the same the last 3 years. So, like, we've all grown such, like, a close bond, and it's so nice to know that we all get to go together, and, like, everyone has worked really, really hard this season, and the workouts have been really hard, but it's so nice now that, like, we see the hard work paying off.
Caroline, you finished third in the Central Region meet, 3/100ths of a second in front of a girl from, I think, Winona State. And there's actually a video on BearcatSports.com folks should go look at. They can see you finishing and Amber coming across there as well. You come up and kind of overtake her there at the end, and you can hear people yelling. I'm guessing one of those is Wick probably in there too. What's going through your mind? Did you have a feeling at the end of, like, I'm going to get just in front and I'm going to get third and cap this off well?
Oh, gosh. So we actually had gone back and forth like 5 different times in the last 400 meters. So I passed her, and then we go around this corner, and I was thinking, okay, I'm going to catch this girl in second, and I just wasn't quite moving fast enough. So this Winona girl comes up on me, and she passes me. And I'm like, okay, you can't lose now. There's only about 200 meters left. So I throw in a surge trying to get her. And she comes back, she fights off again, so we're running side by side, and I out-lean her at the line. It was intense, it was quite the finish, probably a harder finish than I would have liked, but it was really fun, and that's the spirit of competition is, you know, third or fourth, it wouldn't have mattered that much. Individually, I for sure would have qualified either way. But it's that idea of I'm not going to lose to anyone I don't have to lose to. So that extra shove, I think, is just my competitive spirit coming out at the end.
Which is great. And, of course, I mean, at that point, you're leaving everything out. That girl in front of you from Augustana, if that would have went one more K, like, I think you probably have picked her off too. But, but that's for another time down the line. Kayla, you're coming off of, I think, was your best 6K time of the year. Do you feel like you're just getting stronger as this season's progressed on?
For sure. So I have plantar fasciitis, and I've had it for over a year, but it got like worse, so I had to take 3 weeks off. So I fell back from where I was. And so since then, I've just slowly been improving. So that was my fastest time. So another 2 weeks should hopefully mean that I can run even faster when we go to nationals, because I'm finally like getting back in to like running shape and everything.
Getting where you want to be at the right time is huge. Amber, you finished 9th, a top 10 finish. That's huge, Northwest, with 2 up there. And now you're off to Washington. You're going to have plenty of time up there to kind of get in there before the race actually comes around. How much of those few days leading up is, all right, we're going to study this track, this course, where it's going to be, and kind of get a feel for everything going into that, so you feel prepared once that start time on Friday rolls around?
I mean, I know we're going to go to the course and we're going to make sure we go around the course and know the course and everything else. But I think for the team, most importantly, like, we all just really want to enjoy it, because it's like, for all of us, it'll be our first cross-country nationals. And we'll definitely prepare and like do everything that we normally do. But I also think like keeping the pressure down is important, because we have a lot of younger people on the team too. And I think the main thing, like, we all just really want to go and enjoy it.
That's big. So, and you mentioned you want to come in, be loose. You don't want the underclassmen especially to feel a little bit tense going into it. Do you keep it pretty light? Are you guys cracking jokes before actually starting the race, or is it pretty business?
I think we have our fun with it. We definitely joke around. Even at regionals, we were on our warm-up, and we're all just chatting about anything but the race, anything else going on. Kind of ironically, it went real quiet on our warm-up before regionals, and everyone had kind of stopped talking, and one of our runners tripped over a rock, and luckily she was okay, but it really helped lighten the mood, and we all got back to just laughing and joking around, and I think we've all been able to take the perspective that running is fun and it's important to do well, but it should be fun before anything else, and that we should really enjoy our time with our team and enjoy the competitions, because at the end of the day, we're here because we love it, not because we have to be or because we have to run X time. We're here to, you know, enjoy each other's company and do what we can.
Well, looking forward to this. A week from Friday, the NCAA Division II National Championship meet in University Place, Washington, just south of Seattle up there. Looking forward to that. And congratulations on the success, and good luck next weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Caroline Cunningham, Kaylee Harp, and Amber Owens joining us here from the Northwest Women's Cross Country Team getting set to go off to the National Championships. We'll take a break and be back with more on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment in Maryville, Marshall, and Chillicothe. With the full AgCo lineup, including Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Rogator, Terragator, Sunflower, and more, information on new and used ag equipment is online at ZieglerAg.com.
Support comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers a variety of tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The Design Center is open Monday through Saturday and is online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch this afternoon, as we've got a lot to talk about. Already talked about quite a bit as well. And football is up next, as we'll be joined by Andrew Dumas, as he's a 6-foot, 242-pound sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas. And right now he's in the middle of the media luncheon, just 2 hours right here as well, taking some questions from the media. And Matt Trenton joining us here as well. But, again, Andrew's a player that has really come on as this season's gone along here, and it's been an integral part of that success that the linebacking corps at Northwest has had.
He has a, you know, big force fumble last week that led to a scoop and score for Trevon Peak. And, you know, you look at that Northwest linebacking corps, and they've had some great ones over the years. And you think about this year with Isaac Volstead, Sam Phillips, and Andrew Dumas kind of leading the way as the starters for that group. And they've all been really huge for what Northwest Missouri State does, you know, driving back into pass coverage too, but stepping up to be able to help stop the run. So they've been terrific across the board. Andrew's been a key part of that as one of the younger guys kind of stepping in there, getting more and more reps as the season's gone along. So big test, as you mentioned, kind of at the start of the show, coming in with Grand Valley State. But heck, I mean, they answered the bell last weekend against a very potent rushing attack from Wichita.
Oh, they certainly did. And also, you look at Andrew, what he did the week before against Emporia State. He had a big interception in that game. So he's a guy that has been maybe underlooked a little bit out of that linebacking corps with what Volstead has done, and see some of that. But as this season's gone along, he's just come up with some big numbers. I think his coming out party really was against Central Oklahoma, although that was a tough loss. But he put together one heck of a game there.
Yeah, you mentioned that game. That was one that everybody kind of looks at and wants to try to forget, but that was one that he opened up some eyes, I think, in that football game, flying around the field and got a feel for, hey, this kid could really create some havoc for this defense as the season goes along, and he's done just that. And, yeah, now stepping up to the biggest stage at the playoffs and continuing that on. So we'll see how this progresses heading up to Allendale, Michigan. I think for the most part, Coach Wright and Coach Postwick have to be pleased with what they've seen.
Oh, no doubt about that. And you look at that matchup with Grand Valley State, Northwest has the edge in that matchup, 4-2 in all those games being played in the playoffs. But I think one in particular stands out even more so than maybe the national championship games that they've played. But that game here in the semifinals, again, kind of an icy situation, very cold Sunday evening. The game now on national television on ESPN, and that was just a fun game to watch there.
fun game for you. You were in the booth staying warm. I was a freshman out there in the stands watching Xavier Omon take off for that 98-yard touchdown run untouched. But, no, there have been some great games with Northwest and Grand Valley State over the years. And, of course, that'll progress into another opportunity coming up this weekend.
And we are joined now by linebacker for the Bearcats and Andrew Dumas. And, Andrew, it's good to have you with us here on the show here. And it's been really fun watching your progress this season, too. You've been a fun player to watch and also coming up with some big plays in the last several games.
Yeah, I tried to.
Let's just take us back to last week to start with. Again, that big win over Ouachita Baptist, a team that came in with a lot of notoriety with that running attack they had, but you guys found a way just to completely shut down that running attack.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We just try to scout up a team every single week and go out and do our best. And I mean, it came out good for us, and that we hope it does for the rest of the playoffs.
Hope so, too. But let's talk about the one big player early on that the defense got on the board first with that scoop and score there by Peak. But you were responsible for not getting that ball loose there. Just kind of take us through that play and what happened there.
Yeah, they were in a passing set. We had them back deep, I believe. And quarterback skated out, and thankfully Isaac had them wrapped up for me, so it was pretty easy for me just to come in and deliver the blow. And I didn't even see the ball out, to be honest with you. I was worried about celebrating with my teammates and something like that, and then I saw it out, and Trayvon came and picked it up, and it was a wrap from there. It was a blink of an eye, and I was on the sideline. It was awesome.
Yeah, it really seemed like that set the pace for the entire game. I think not only getting a points at early in the contest, but I think on the offensive side, too, they kind of played off of that the rest of the way.
Yeah, building that momentum is a big thing, and I love to see it. Love to be a part of it, if anything. But that's what we just try to do on and off the ball. Like, I mean, offense will try to set up and score for us and get us confident, and we'll try and do the same thing for them and just build off of each other.
How much fun was that on Saturday to see the thing continue to roll where you, by the end, you're just kind of dominating against Ouachita?
It was nice to see all of our hard work pay off and make it easy for ourselves and just have little to no mistakes on both sides of the ball and just to go down, have a good road trip, and come back with a good win and move on to the next week. It was really nice.
It seemed like it was the most complete game you guys have played all year, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. And the thing of that, though, is we're trying to do that next week. We're trying to make it even better. Even better. And if we can, it's going to be good.
Well, and it doesn't get any easier, that's for sure. You go from playing the number 3 ranked team in the nation to the number 1 ranked team in Grand Valley State. And I know you haven't been around for a lot of these matchups with Grand Valley State, but there's a heck of a history between these two teams in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I hear plenty of stories. Last year, Brody Buck, starting linebacker, he told me a story of how that was his first start. And I think it was 2017 playing Grand Valley up there. He was telling me stories of that. I mean, last year we went up there and practiced in their stadium, so I got to see the place for the first time. It was amazing. I can't wait for it.
And I think that's something to bring out that has to be a bit of an advantage coming in. Again, when you get to this point in the season, you're playing some teams that you don't normally go up against, but you've already had a chance to see that stadium and be on that field. So even though it was just a practice getting ready for Ferris State, I imagine that helps a little bit as you prepare for Saturday's game.
Yeah, if anything, it's a motivator. I mean, to see the stadium and see how many people can get in there, I mean, it's Thanksgiving break. Don't get me wrong. People might be somewhere else, but still, to be able to play on that stage against a really good team, especially a ranked number 1 team, coming in, be able to prove yourself, it's the biggest feeling in the world.
As far as preparing for Grand Valley, what have been some of the things that you've noticed as far as getting ready for the Grand Valley offense?
They're really sound, and they can run the ball and pass the ball. I mean, we've been scouting up on them, and it's only been half a week, and we already know that we have to do our 111th. I mean, last week they were a very run-heavy team, didn't pass a lot, and we got them in those passing situations, and it was a good thing for us. But these guys, we have to be ready for both sides of the ball. They like to do a lot of shot plays, and they like to do things that we've seen before but haven't seen in the recent weeks, so we just got to be sound in our defense.
Are they the most complete team from that standpoint that you face? Again, you went against a run-heavy team last week. The week before that with Emporia, it was a very pass-heavy type of team. It looks like this group may be a little bit more balanced than what you've seen.
Yeah, they've been pretty balanced, especially for what we've seen, but I believe just the season-long game-to-game-to-game thing has got us ready for it. I mean, we've seen multiple teams. I mean, we've been playing against Pitt State. They've been pretty balanced, and we've also had, like, the two sides of the coin, like the pass-heavy and run-heavy teams. So we've been able to see what works and what doesn't, and hopefully we can just get it all straightened out for this team.
And let's just talk about you individually here and your progress through the Bearcat program. I know it's been a good year for you in the starting lineup all the way through. But one game in particular, although it was a loss for Northwest, was down at Edmond against Central Oklahoma. But what a game you had there. It kind of made a statement for yourself with the number of tackles you had and big plays in that one. But unfortunately, it was just a tough loss. But you came up big in that game.
Yeah, I take what comes to me and I do my job. That's the best way I can explain how that game went. Some games, nothing comes to my side and it's a good thing, and the score comes out one way and I could get one tackle a game and I'd still be just as happy. But that game, yeah, it was a tough loss, but, it was just a growing point, and I played a good game and people tell me that, but I still wasn't happy because of the fact that we didn't win. And I think that's the reason why I've been trying to have games like that every single week. So we can never get back to that point.
You know, one play, too, that I think maybe got lost in the Emporia State win was the interception you had earlier in the game. Of course, Khalil had that big one there at the end. But, again, it was a play that really was an important play. Part of that game was that interception you had against Emporia State.
Mm-hmm. I love playing aggressive and getting explosive plays. I mean, it hypes up both sides like we've been talking about. And, I mean, I'm all for it. If they want to do it again this week, I'll be there for it.
How much fun is it for you, too, to have that front four that you've got in front of you?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome just to not worry about the inside gaps and just being able to fit outside or drop back in a pass coverage and be like, okay, I'm good. I trust the people around me. I know what I'm doing. As long as I do it, the ball's getting down and we're getting off the field quick.
I would imagine that it has to be beneficial, too, that the type of pressure they're able to get on the quarterback where it enables the defense to do a few other things as opposed to maybe doing some blitzing and things out of the linebacking core that you might typically see out of a team, that front four just kind of takes care of business for you.
Yeah, it's all about being sound in all phases, front and secondary and third. Like, we just pride ourselves on that every week, and we try and build upon it from the beginning, the start of the season to now, and we're going to keep doing it for as long as we can and get better.
Now, I know you're doing a great job as a linebacker for the Bearcats, but looking into your past here a little bit, in high school, it appears that you carried the ball a little bit at a running back spot.
Oh, yeah. Actually, funny story is they originally wanted me to come here as a running back. I mean, and then my senior year, that was the time I had to play both sides of the ball, and I sent them my linebacker film right at the end of the season, I believe, and Coach Boswick loved it, and they offered me, and I was like, hey, as long as I'm on the field, it doesn't matter to me.
Now, we've seen a couple plays this year on special teams where Green has had that one pass reception, and then you saw Phillips with a reception as well off of that. You ever get the chance to say, well, let me get the ball a little bit here after having a little offensive work in high school?
I'm going to just do my job and hope that one day they trust me to do something like that. I'll be willing to do it, and I'll be grinning in the background as I say it, but until then, I'm going to let the seniors do the fun stuff, and I'm going to do my job.
And looking back at your past, too, pretty good basketball player, it looks like.
Yeah. That was the one thing that in high school I had to let go was basketball, but to focus on football. But, I mean, before that, I was playing whatever sport was possible in that season. I mean, football, basketball, track, anything that I could do, I was doing just to get out of the house.
Well, I know, too, that the coaching staff takes a look at that to a large degree, too. And they like guys that have multiple athletes, multiple sports, to where that they feel like that kind of transfers in a little bit for you guys on the football field. So it looks like you're kind of the typical type of recruit that they like there that's had some experience in other sports.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Because, I mean, if you can jump up and get a rebound in basketball, you can jump up and get a ball. If you can run track and run hurdle, you can hurdle a dude on the field. I mean, that's the thing. You can get somebody that can be a jack of all trades all for us.
What were some of the things that really stood out when you were looking for a school to further your athletic abilities that Northwest stood out for you?
I believe the one thing about Northwest that was different than the places that I went, other than that, was the fact that they were personable with me. They were looking at me as a person and not what I was there to do. They wanted me to become part of the family and not just another player on the team. And I believe that was the biggest thing that made me decide to come here.
As far as academics, what are you looking at on the academic side here?
As far as, like, graduation?
Yes, and your field of study and everything.
I'm biochemistry right now. I'm planning to go to med school after my career's done here. But, yeah, football has been my thing right now. I try not to focus too much on school when I'm out on the field, but it's a good balance, and I love it.
Oh, good deal. And how much fun is it for you, too, this playoff run right now? Again, a good win last week. You had some experience last year as far as the playoffs as well. And, again, really been kind of playoff move really last 5 weeks of the regular season as well. But just right now, how much fun is this to still be playing football Thanksgiving week?
I think last year was what's making this year so great is just being able to see the big time games, big time plays from the people last year. And just last year I was on special teams and I got to get in, but it was always just doing my job and getting back off. But now we get to play the whole game and it's just been building every single week. And I've been more and more excited to play better and better teams. I mean, the bigger the crowd, the better for me. Bigger the crowd.
All right. Well, Andrew, it's been a pleasure watching you this season. Really looking forward to watching you throughout your entire career here, but it's been a lot of fun this year up to this point, and hopefully we've got some more good moments for you here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you.
All right. Andrew Dumas with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, he's a 6'2", 242-pound sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas, as he's preparing for Grand Valley State this upcoming Saturday. It's a noon kickoff Central Time. We'll have the broadcast on KXCV KRNW beginning at 11 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Again, that'll do it for our show here today on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Appreciate you listening in, and again, follow us along this weekend with Bearcat football. Don't forget, we'll have Bearcat basketball on the men's side on our app, Bearcat Public Media app, as well as KXCV.org, as the Bearcat men's basketball team Saturday tips off at 2 o'clock in a matchup with Morningside. So a lot coming up this weekend here on KXCV KRNW. Do it for everyone on our program here today. My thanks to Matt Tritton. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Pizza Ranch.